This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, specializing in knockdown and installations of your warehouse equipment. They also sell used forklifts and dock equipment, largest used rack inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Call Eddie right now, 305-887-9212, Pallet Rack City.
Carlos Beltran, breaking news, is out as Mets manager due to his involvement in Astros sign-stealing scandal. According to Jeff Passan, I am reading this as it's coming across my wire here. And again, you need to go after these players, man. You got to do it. He's the third manager to lose his job from this fallout. I got no problem with it. But please go after the players. Okay? Please go after the players. You got to go after the players. You cannot allow this to happen again. You know, it's insulting, actually, to see this kind of stuff happen. It's a shame because you're stealing somebody's dream and you're not earning it the right way, which, you know, it's kind of dirty. I like earning what I got. I'm kind of, you know, kind of proud of that kind of stuff. I kind of like being my own man, and, you know, it's just, I've been like that for my whole radio career. I never want to be somebody's sidekick. I'm not an athlete that they handed me everything. None of that stuff, man. I'd rather earn my keep and work my way up and know that I won something and earned it. You know what I mean? And you didn't earn that championship at all.
Well, obviously, my Yankees being involved and kind of robbed on both ends, but honestly, man, the Dodgers, the amount they had invested, I mean, obviously I feel personal, but I can't imagine where the Dodgers are.
Now, how about Yu Darvish? His kid was in tears that during the series. And, you know, it's like I know the opposing players don't give a rat's ass, but look what you did to the family members. And you were cheating. You didn't earn that championship. You cheated your way to that championship. And in my eyes, it's going to be a stained championship. I don't know about you.
Look, the Red Sox one is worse. They go to the media room, man, and start checking out film. Literally. I mean, what would possess you? What possesses you to step here, man?
Because you want to get any advantage and you don't care. And you don't care.
You know, it's at the expense of the integrity of the game.
Right.
You're a scumbag.
Yep, exactly.
You're a piece of sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get you. I think everybody understands where you're going.
And I mean, look, I loved Alex Cora. And supposedly a lot of people in baseball like him. He's a nice guy, whatever. But this, man, I hope that he never lives this down.
Oh, no, he won't.
Ever.
None of these guys will ever live it down.
No TV, no, you get no gimme.
Even the guys that won the championship now, the people are going to tell me, yeah, you guys cheated with that one. You guys didn't deserve that. And so every Red Sox player now with that championship, you know, we're going to look at it and say, nah, you didn't deserve it. You know?
And the Astros have such a loaded team, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Literally, just stacked.
NFL DFS Payback says, who else is excited about those 14 picks? Can't wait for the draft and free agency. Big things coming for Miami. We all are, baby. What else do we have here? Ty says, Big O, would you trade down with either Oakland or Jacksonville, get 12-19 from the Raiders, and 9 or 9 of 9 and 20 from the Jags, take Love or either 9 or 12, and then take two offensive tackles with the 18th and 19th or 18th and 20th picks? I mean, Ty, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what we're trading away in the fifth pick. I don't know what player is there yet. I got to know exactly what's going on before it's too fantasy-like right now. I don't have all the players that have declared. I'm not there during the draft at that moment knowing what's available on the board. You know, I don't know yet. I don't know yet. I'm not that quick to trade down yet when I know that at 5 I might be getting an incredible difference maker for the offensive line or the D-line, or maybe you want to take the quarterback there. You never know.
Well, here, in that philosophy, because I am kind of about let's trade that five down and take a one for next year and a one this year and a whatever.
Yeah, but you guys are all playing fantasy football.
Right.
Who the hell says they want to trade with you? Who's giving you that? For what player? What scenario is this? It's just a bunch of waste of time that you guys come up with this crap.
You've
been bothering me with this for 48 hours. And now Ty comes up with this. And fans come up with this all the freaking time. But there's no substance behind it. Because we don't know what players are available. We don't know what players we're trading for. We don't know who got injured or arrested from now till the draft. You guys are asking about way too many things, and there are it's just a game, and it's a waste of time. You're chasing your tail around because you're talking about something you know nothing about, because there's no substance to anything you guys are asking. You don't know who's available at 5. You don't know who's available at 18 or 20. You don't know anything about this draft right now. The process is not done. Interviews are not done. Dirt has not been all unearthed. You got to know the facts. We don't know all the facts. That's why I don't entertain this stuff, because I don't have enough facts. And then all I'm doing is spewing crap out there. That's it. I'm not convinced Jordan Love like you are. Ty, I'm not convinced yet of Jordan Love that early in the first round. I got to see him next week. I like him. I've seen him on television, but I got to watch him closely. Last year, the talk was Baker. What did I say? I'm not buying it. It's not a guy. I'm looking at his arm, the deep ball, the ball kind of dies out. I don't know about this. Not a great athlete. I'm not sure about this one. And so far, I look terrible the first year, and I look pretty good the second year. I didn't think he was a number one overall. I said, nah, late first round, second round type guy. I don't know if I would take him early in the first, especially number one overall, and they did. But that's because I saw him at the Senior Bowl, and I watched him, and I said, man, Josh Allen's never convinced me. Since I watched him at the Senior Bowl, no, still doesn't convince me. So, let's see. Myron says, Roger is nothing but a puppet for the owners. You are correct. John Legend, thank you. That's the one I was thinking of, Legend. Instead of London. That's right. I said London, right? Legend. John Legend, thank you. Sage, it got me there. Thank you, Sage. I appreciate you looking out for me, man. Let's see. Dougie Fresh says, T-Rex, the slider, double album is really good. Hey, T-Rex is really good. Really good doesn't get you in the Hall of Fame. If you're T-Rex, are you equivalent to The Who? Are you equivalent to Deep Purple? Are you equivalent to Led Zeppelin? Are you equivalent to Madonna? Are you equivalent, you know what I'm saying? Are you equivalent to Quincy Jones? You know, that's Hall of Fame, dude. T-Rex is not Hall of Fame. It's just not. You know, Ed Kaplan told me something years ago growing up in this business. Told me this almost pretty much 30 years ago. Because it was about, I'd say, 27. It's probably my second or third year in the business because I was at 940 wins at that time. And Ed goes to me when we were talking about athletes. He goes, when I'm talking Hall of Fame, if I have to think about it, you're not a Hall of Famer. So if you have to think, if I tell you T-Rex and you got to think about it, it's not. Personally for me, I didn't even have to think about it. I was laughing the second I read T-Rex. I love T-Rex. You're not a Hall of Fame band. I love Romeo Void. You want to make them a Hall of Fame band? Seriously. I don't know. I could argue that the one hit that Romeo Void had, I mean, the one with the girl song, it was kind of a hit, but it wasn't a big hit for them. But Never Say Never I could argue was a bigger hit than maybe even what T-Rex had.
I might like you better if we slept together.
Yes.
Dude, that is such a great line.
It's an awesome line. And the beat to that song.
Oh, the beginning, kunk, 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 with the guitar.
Look, T-Rex had hits across the pond. Several at the UK. That doesn't matter here, bro. It's not the UK Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Okay? Keane is huge over there, not here. I love Biffy Clyro. They are big in Europe. Nobody knows them here. It's the way it is. So I will go with the Ed Kaplan line. If you got to think about it, not a Hall of Famer. When I tell you Van Halen, you go, shit, Hall of Fame. You don't even think about it. Right? I tell you Michael Jackson, rapist. I mean, Hall of Famer. You know, it's just the way it is.
Prince.
There you go. You don't even think about it.
No brainer.
There's like no thought
When Eric Clapton says he's probably the best guitarist in the world, that should tell you
And when you say Eric Clapton, no brainer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hall of Famer. Let me explain something to you guys. T-Rex can't sniff Kraftwerk's jock. Okay? That's all you need to know right there. Kraftwerk is the grandfather, the godfather of electronic music. T-Rex is not a godfather of anything. They're not great at anything. They're not great at nothing, dude. There's nothing that they bring to the table. And I love them. They're not Hall of Fame. I love The Fix. They have more hits than T-Rex in this country. By far, never get into the Hall of Fame. One of my favorite bands of all time. Never get in the Hall. In my eyes, they're actually Hall worthy, but they'll never get in the Hall. And I understand.
I was looking
but hits,
at it.
Hits-wise, Fix crushes them.
Depeche made it.
Yeah, they made it. Yes.
But obviously, a 9-inch. I mean, there were some
I got no problem.
But that one stands out.
Right.
Like
you watered it down. You watered it
down.
We're
good, we're good, we're good. Wow, we fell off here. What happened?
Yeah, no, and you're
and you left Judas Priest, Pat
Motorhead,
Benatar.
Pat Benatar.
Come on,
dude. Kraftwerk, come on,
Kraftwerk. That making their own synthesizers.
I get it, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know nothing about metal, so you crap on it, and you probably don't know about Kraftwerk either, so you crap on it also. Right? It's just Kraftwerk is. They're the Beatles of electronic music, dude. They're Elvis Presley of electronic music. They're Aretha Franklin of R&B. That's what they are. They're on a Mount Rushmore. When you talk about the ultimate bands that influenced other bands, Kraftwerk is right up with all those other bands. Because anybody and everybody is playing electronic music. You go back to those guys. Early 70s, creating instruments. It's crazy. Raging Dolphin Maniac, love T-Rex, but there isn't large enough body of work to be a Hall of Famer. That's exactly it. Myron says, finally, he's out. Beltran, cheater, well-deserved. Oh, man. Baseball is... It's a sport that's dying as it is, and now let's help put it even more into the ground with this cheating scandal. We don't watch the game. Now we won't trust it at all.